It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, of course, another weekend as we cover the very latest in real estate news. We do it every morning and we do it 7 days a week. And you'll be able to find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, of course, also Apple Podcasts and Amazon. And it is a Saturday today, the 17th day of February. And it's been another one of those really crazy busy weeks. And across the weekend, if you are out there in search of the perfect property, isn't that a little bit like dating? There isn't a perfect property. You have to sort of factor in a little bit of give and take, a little bit of compromise. So don't have the bar of expectation set to perfect when looking at real estate this weekend. Something that you can work with that is better than good is always a great starting place. And talking of good, he's got plenty of information about real estate across your weekend. Let's say good morning to Anthony Landau, the Managing Director of Equilibria Finance, who knows a thing or two about dating.
Good morning. Great to be here. And an interesting analogy, but you're right. It does take time to find the right property, and taking some time to beat the pavement, look at different properties, as well, I guess, as work out what you're willing to live with. And arguably, that could be tied back to some dating experiences we've all had on the journey. A little bit of try before you buy, maybe, Craig, in terms of finding that perfect property.
Well, you know, you say try before you buy. I know of people where they've said, I'd like to spend a night in the property, particularly if the vendors have moved out. And if that is the case, that's something to always factor in, just to say, look, do you mind if I spend a night on the property? Because these noises that you don't hear during the day, sometimes there can be some real warning signs.
Yeah, it's interesting. You get different sort of levers as a property buyer. Some people also now rent in a certain area for maybe 3 to 6 months, understand the infrastructure, get a feel for the area. So there is a little bit of more of that sort of stuff going on in the market these days, absolutely.
And how has your week been? It's been crazy here. No doubt plenty of clients coming in, talking to you about gearing up for their mortgage.
Yeah, what we're seeing is the year has kicked off. We've seen a lot of auctions maybe a little bit earlier than they tended to be in the past. We got strong auction clearance rates back over and above 70% in some areas. So we are also seeing a lot of people wanting to be finance ready. I think with people a little bit more settled about interest rates and where they're going, people are now looking at, okay, what can we afford? It feels like there's a bit of stability around all of that. Let's now get an approval in place. So we're seeing quite a bit of that, not only from owner-occupiers, but also investors starting to position to come back in the market.
All right. So capital gains tax and negative gearing, is that something that you are currently thinking about? Well, Anthony has some of the breakdown on all of that. We'll talk about it next.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
Well, once again, people looking to get into new apartment builds have been affected by the news of the administrators of construction giants in Hilliers casting uncertainty on the resumption of multi-million dollar projects following their takeover of the company's construction division, halting work on 21 development projects. The Master Builders Association New South Wales describes the situation as unfortunate, attributing the industry's struggles to unsustainable building prices amid rising labour and material costs. Now, the projects like the $150 million development in Gosford and the $100 million dual apartment complex in Newcastle have been affected, with termination of contracts and substantial debt looming. So that is all just a little bit untidy, isn't it? And if you're one of those people affected, you are caught up with some very bad luck in 2024.
Listen to in-depth discussions with industry leaders on investing options, understanding different suburbs with insider perspectives and exclusive tips.
And it's a real estate weekend across Australia. Good luck with all of that property viewing. Property investing, of course, is often considered to be a blend of art and science, where experience is always, always king. And amidst stable interest rates, the Australian government's discussion about potential changes to capital gains tax and negative gearing for investors has become a contentious issue. And back with us is Anthony Landau, the Managing Director from Equilibria Finance. So, Anthony, let's start off by looking at the significance of investors, including individuals like mum and dad and institutional investors in the housing market and the role that they play.
Yeah, it's a really good start point because we often forget that property investment is a critical part of how a lot of mums and dads build their wealth accumulation process. And 83% of investment properties are actually essentially owned by small-time investors, mum and dads, family groups looking at leveraging into the investment property market. It's not all the high net wealth people. It might be someone who's bought their first home and uses equity to leverage into an investment property to essentially look at taking advantage of the capital growth over time and also the rental income on the way through. So about 15% of Australian taxpayers own an investment property, or 30% of dwelling owners are investors. So they play a pretty important role. The institutions are around about 20%. There's other ways people can access it through REITs, mutual funds, but the mum and dad investors are a critical role. And what they do is they supply rental properties for the market. We got to bear that in mind, that they're providing opportunities for renters in a very, very tight rental market at the moment, as well as providing access to gear up and leverage as part of a wealth accumulation strategy.
As well as being the bank, of course, for their kids. We shouldn't forget about that.
Well, that's another story. Absolutely. There's a lot of kids now looking for the bank of mum and dad to help them leverage into their first property. No doubt about that.
Now, there's been a noticeable fleeing of investors from Victoria due to various new taxes. And now the federal government, of course, is contemplating alterations to capital gains tax, as well as negative gearing. So can you let our audience, Anthony, know about some of these proposed changes?
Yeah, of course. So look, essentially, the way it works at the moment is a good place to start. All negative gearing is if you've got an investment property or a portfolio of properties, and essentially the cost to run them is less than the income being generated, you can claim that as a deduction from a tax perspective. In terms of CGT, there's a discount for individuals of about 50% who own a property for 12 months or more, and they're just taxed at their marginal tax rate. So on any net gain when it's sold. So I guess there's some elements of the taxation system that investors may utilise, negative gearing and capital gains tax concessions as part of building their portfolio. Every time there's talk about reframing our tax system, there's talk of changes to negative gearing or capital gains tax. So at the moment, there's talk about lowering the capital gains tax concession for investors. And there's also talk about changes to negative gearing, such as either eliminating negative gearing benefits or negative gearing benefits being limited to one property as distinct from a portfolio of properties. So it's being used as a bit of a bargaining chip currently around some of the tax reform, as well as in and around the government's proposed home equity scheme to potentially bring changes to negative gearing, which essentially is going to disincentivise investors from getting into the market, which is going to have a flow-on effect around who's going to buy investment properties and supply of potential rental properties.
Yeah, it's a big issue when it comes to negative gearing. So a lot of eyes and attention are on this. So how might these proposed changes then affect investors?
That point you made just then is it is a big consideration. As I said, 83% of people who own an investment property are mum and dads. It's not all the wealthy. It's people who have built a wealth accumulation strategy and decided that an investment property is a good long-term investment. The risk, I suppose, is if we bring disincentives in, as we've seen in Victoria with new land tax rules, with rules around Airbnb income, property investors essentially flee the market and they are either replaced by institutional investors or they're replaced by home buyers. So the risk is that pool of investors put their money elsewhere and there's less stock for investors to purchase properties, which even makes the rental availability and affordability an even broader issue in Australia. It can be argued that are investors keeping first home buyers and owner occupiers out of the market? I think in overview, we need rental accommodation. We need property investors to keep the market vibrant, to give opportunities for those people who are long-term renters. So there is a role for the property investor. We've got to be really, really careful. We don't disincentivize those mum and dads using property to leverage as part of their strategy.
Yeah, definitely the rental market is a key part to this. And the Airbnb, of course, it's always being sort of targeted. So what's the potential ramifications if we drill down on the changes, especially for the rental market this morning?
Yeah, well, what we've seen in Victoria, they've brought in some rules around Airbnb. And we at one point in Victoria last year, 56% of stock over a weekend from an auction perspective was investors. So what we're seeing is there's less stock in the market. We've got rental vacancy rates in some areas of under 1%. So if you've got less stock of available rent, it's simple supply and demand. We've already got a supply shortage. Then it's just going to potentially drive up rent even further. I guess the Airbnb tax has come in to try and disincentivize people just using their property for Airbnb and incentivize more longer term rentals. But again, in a free market, you could argue it's up to the individual if they want to Airbnb and take that risk as distinct from a long term rental. So I think we've got to be careful about disincentivizing investors, the risk being we start driving rents up even more in an environment when vacancy rates are already at record lows.
Well, the last time we spoke talking about Airbnb, you were in the Blue Mountains. So back to reality now. How's that all going for you over the last couple of weeks?
We have hit the ground running, let's put it that way. Look, I've spoken to a lot of people in real estate, mortgages, finance over the last couple of weeks, and I think everyone's saying the same. The year has started very, very busy. We had auctions coming forward. We had some auctions near the end of January. We've got clearance rates happening. We've got people out there actually buying properties. Properties might be staying on the market a little bit longer, but there's people actually buying and transactions are happening, which is fantastic. And we've also got people wanting to get their finance ready. Now we're getting a little bit of stability in the economy. So, yep, it was nice kicking back, having a beer in an Airbnb a couple of weeks ago. I tell you what, it feels like longer than that. But it's always nice when you get the time to be able to do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right. Well, great to have all of that knowledge, all of that breakdown on our Saturday morning across Australia. Thanks again and look forward to chatting in a couple of weeks' time.
No worries, Craig. Great to be here, mate, and we'll catch up again soon.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
And a very good morning, Antoinette. I understand you are fresh back from Aspen, Colorado. Lucky you.
Yes, I've recently returned from the Rockies in Colorado. Absolutely beautiful. That's a market that I know very well, have been going there for over 30 years. And this year was very special because I was taking buyers through a chalet on about 3 acres of land, 7 bedrooms, 380-degree vistas of the mountains. Very, very beautiful, and a lot of wildlife to boot.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.